John, why Marcus Peters with the 18th pick of this draft?
Well, I could just say he's the best player available, but it's deeper than that. It just so happened that he was a position of need. He truly was the highest rated player on our board at the time of selection. He's got incredible on the field talents. He plays the game that I feel corners should play. He's aggressive in his press man. He's got a really good instinctive feel for finding the ball. I think indication would be, let's say he started 34 games. I think he has 11 interceptions. He's got really nice ball skills down the field. I like the way he attacks the receiver when they're run blocking him. He shuts him and tries to enforce the corner. Yeah, he's competitive. He's prideful. You don't want to take that away from it. You want to channel it a little bit, but he's got those things that the good ones have. He wants to be really good and great, and he's competitive. That's half the battle right there. So now, all of a sudden, you got a Hall of Famer, you got an All-Pro as your coaches. You got Bob Sutton, and you got Andy Reid leading you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, when I ask you about his background, Oakland kid,
yeah,
very successful in high school, coached by his dad. When you guys did your due diligence on him, what did you find out about his background?
Very close family. Very close community support within the West Oakland area. I believe his dad is a head high school coach. His mom is a director at the YMCA. He's very close with his, you know, the people within that community. I believe there's only 400 people left that attend the high school that he attended. You know what? We did our due diligence. We sent out Chris Ballard to go see what his environment was like, see what the neighborhood was like, meet his parents, meet his siblings. Just meet him in his natural environment. And we came back with really good reports, very good reports. And like I say, you know, this is not a malicious kid. This is a very competitive and spirited kid. But when you have you have leaders in our locker room that we have, that's what year three is all about. That's the growing transition. Those veterans set that bar mighty high. So those young guys, you come up here, we'll teach you how to be professionals, but you got to be all on board. And I think he will be.
You mentioned his ball skills. Let's be honest. We won 9 games last year with 6 interceptions. It was the lowest in franchise history. It's hard to do. But this kid, and the DBs you had in Green Bay, I mean, the Woodsons and Al Harris, what does he do potentially for your defense and his ability to take it away and maybe create either field position or scoring play?
Create turnovers. I mean, that's a game changer. We got to create some turnovers. That's going to happen there. Okay, catch the ball. He's going to do that. Force fumbles. He can do that.
Got to ask you, though. I mean, the
go
question.
Ahead.
Here we go. He did not finish the season at the University of Washington.
That's where your due diligence comes into play. You know, in the term nowadays, vet, we vetted him thoroughly, as well as anybody we've done. We probably talked to well over 20 people. We talked to 7 of his teammates. They love him. They love the guy. They love his intensity. They know he's a player. And then you talk to the old staff and the new staff. We actually have a person on our staff, Will Lewis, the director of pro personnel. His son plays with him. We've got a lot of people that know this young man.
Final question. It deals now at the end of these 72 hours, because we talk about this all the time. You got Marcus, now he's in the fold. But when you're at the end of all this, for you to feel good, not only about Marcus, but this whole class, what has to happen?
This class needs to come in here and understand where we've been the last 2 years, what this organization is all about, where we are going to travel to. These young men have to understand that we are the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're going to do it the Chiefs way. We're all in this thing together. Just roll your sleeves up and let's roll.